We're here at the Children's Trust Fund 2015 Child Abuse and Prevention and Neglect Conference. And if you could just first talk about why it's so important for these professionals to get together so they can share what's going on in the prevention world.
Well, I think, first of all, we have to constantly keep learning. I mean, that's how we do our jobs best. So it's always wonderful to have a conference that's focused solely on prevention, because I really truly believe, after 30 some years of being in this field, that prevention is the only way we're ever going to address child abuse effectively. I mean, treatment, intervention is terribly important and certainly essential, but if we ever really want to end it, we have to focus on ways to prevent it.
And in all of those years of experience, what are a couple of the key pieces that you've learned that must be put in place to make that prevention happen?
Well, one of the most important ones is it has to be a community effort. It can't just be localized to, okay, I'm only going to try to work and give strategies to teachers, or I'm only going to try to give them to parents, or I'm only going to try to give them to organizations and agencies that work in the field. I think it has to be a holistic approach to any community. You know, who's in that community? Everything. Clergy. Clergy play a huge role in this issue and are often left out. So to me, if you know, I've been very blessed in my life. I've started prevention programs in 18 countries outside the United States. So when you're in a small village in Kyrgyzstan and you're trying to figure out, in a culture very different from your own, you know, how do you do this? It's the same way we do it in Michigan, Florida, Missouri, Oregon, you name it. We just have to go with everybody who comes in contact with children, and we have to really talk to them about how important prevention is, that it works, it really works, and yet it's often the one that gets the least amount of funding, always the first one cut. And it's frustrating because it's hard to say whether prevention works. That's our big issue. You know, if a little kid is walking home from school and somebody approaches him or her and they use wonderful strategies we've talked to them about and they avoid this person, unless they go back home and tell their parents, who then tell the school, who then tell the people who came in and taught that agency, taught that work, we don't know. We don't know what happened. So that's why prevention is so hard to measure, and it's a frustration for all of us who work in this field. It always has been.
What are you going to be talking to the group about today?
Well, my keynote really is called Footprints and Footsteps, and it's about my 30 years of doing this work, you know, who came before me, who's walking alongside of me now, and who's going to be there after I'm not doing this work anymore. And I think it's important for people to have some strategies for how to get through this work, because it's hard. It's really, really hard work. You know, I sometimes laugh when I hear people say, you know, children are our most valuable resource. It's on a lot of posters, it's everywhere, and yet I don't know if they really are. I mean, if they were, we wouldn't even be doing this. You know, I think it's important because this work is so difficult and people need to be replenished. So I'm hoping that the keynote will rejuvenate a few of them and help them believe that their work is important. And then I'm doing a workshop on resilience after that.
Very good. And so, looking big picture across the prevention realm, are there holes, specific things that you feel like are key to that need to be focused on right now that either aren't or should have more focus put into them?
Well, I think what's really been kind of buoying my spirits lately is the use of the protective factors. I think the protective factors, you know, we spend a lot of time looking at what families do wrong instead of what makes them strong. And that's kind of been our mantra, you know, look at what's strong, not what's wrong. And I think we're starting to do that in our field, and it's really encouraging. So looking at things like social connections, how do people get out and get involved and have some of that stress taken off of their lives? You know, how do parents bounce back from stress? All of those things are part of the protective factor framework approach to working with families. And I think it's really, I find it really encouraging it's one of those, you know, bright spots in our field that everybody seems to really be embracing. So I'm excited about that.
Yep. And you and everyone who works in this field, it's obviously pretty heavy subject matter a lot of the time. So for, you know, private individuals or families, they look at this sort of thing and maybe they want to become a part of it and help, but it can be a little overwhelming, I'm sure. What would you say to those people?
Well, I guess part of what I would say is it starts with the family. So, you know, if you don't want to get involved with the Children's Trust Fund, or you don't want to get involved with, you know, Prevent Child Abuse Missouri, or you don't want to get involved with an agency or organization, I think you just start with your own family, and you start with, you know, your kids' friends and everybody else who comes in contact with you, and, you know, just be empowering and positive and allowing kids to feel like they can talk to grown-ups. I think that, you know, sometimes I think if we could just teach our kids to communicate a little bit, you know, talk about feelings and talk about, you know, what's going on in their lives and you know, eat dinner together and do things where there's open communication. I just think that would be a huge step forward. And, you know, we all have to start with our own families, all of us, you know.